Working with Thoughts and Emotions Meditation. Beginning the meditation by arriving in our posture and settling into this position as we rest upon the floor. Perhaps taking a few deeper breaths and on each out breath, arriving a little bit more fully. Feeling into the points of contact between the body and the surface we're resting upon and the floor. Perhaps dropping into these points of contact a little bit more with each out breath. And allowing gravity to hold us and support us. Having a quality of yielding into this position, the body yielding into gravity, yielding into its contact with the floor beneath us. So we're arriving and we're resting right here, right now. I'm resting our awareness inside the sensations and movements of breathing in the whole body. Feeling the way the back of the body broadens on the in-breath, subsides on the out-breath. And the front of the body broadening, subsiding. The sides of the body expanding on the in-breath, subsiding on the out-breath. And the whole surface of the body expanding a little bit on the in-breath in all directions and subsiding a little bit on the out-breath in all directions. Resting inside whole body breathing. As a direct experience. And from this stable foundation, this broad, grounded foundation, becoming curious about your thoughts. Are there any thoughts flowing through the mind? If so, what are they? Becoming curious about the thinking mind, but with a little bit more perspective, learning to look at your thoughts rather than from your thoughts. Using awareness to know your own mind and the thoughts flowing through the mind. Seeing if you can be a little bit less caught up with the content of your thoughts and be aware of thinking itself. Acknowledging the thoughts and letting them go, like clouds passing across the sky, like leaves on a stream flowing by. Like luggage on a conveyor belt at the airport, the mindful stance is watching the luggage going by. Neither suppressing nor getting caught up with the content of the thoughts and climbing onto the conveyor belt. Every time we find ourselves getting carried away, we just step back. Gain perspective. So we're neither suppressing and blocking, nor are we getting carried away. What does that feel like? If you find it helpful, you can say silently to yourself, hello thought, thank you thought, goodbye thought. Always with interest, with curiosity, wanting to know our own minds so we can free ourselves of reactive habits and move towards freedom. We can feel less of a victim of our own minds and our own thoughts. Are you rethinking the same thoughts over and over again? Can you let them go a little? And are your thoughts expressing themselves in your body? And if you shift your awareness to the physical sensation, does the thought lessen a little bit? Or the power of the thought lessen a little bit? Always grounding ourselves in the body and in sensation. And you may find that you've got some very emotionally charged thoughts in your experience. And as you let them go, or have the intention of letting them go, they just keep coming back with a certain intensity. Maybe they even get more intense. The more you try and let them go, the louder they shout. If this is the case, then you can try another method, which is to breathe with the thoughts and the emotions. Let them be there and breathe with them, with a kindly breath, a loving breath, a tender breath. Breathing in fear, perhaps, breathing out fear, if this is what you're experiencing. Breathing in anxiety, breathing out anxiety. Breathing in an obsessive thought pattern, if this is present, and breathing out an obsessive thought pattern. So we're turning towards the experience and giving it a big field. We're letting it be. And we're breathing. And you could even imagine embracing this thought, this emotion, and giving it some tenderness, some care, some soothing. So we're not opposing it, we're not resisting it, we're not suppressing it. Neither are we allowing ourselves to be carried away. But each time we notice this happening, we breathe. We ground ourselves in the body. And it's a loving, kindly breath. This is fear, this is anxiety, this is obsession, this is rumination. And we breathe, and we ground, and we settle again and again and again. And we gradually shift the focus of our awareness from the intensity of the emotion or the thought to the sensations and movements of breathing in the whole body. So now, having a period of unguided meditation, where we can play around, experiment, get to know our mind and our heart, our thoughts, our emotions. And if they're reasonably lightweight, we let them come, we let them go with an observing stance. Hello, thought. Thank you, thought. Goodbye. Clouds in the sky, leaves on the stream. And if they're very charged, repetitive, or obsessive, we give them a big field, we let them be, we breathe with them. And then we very gradually shift the focus of our awareness from the thought of the emotion to breath in the body. And you may find this reduces some of the intensity and gives you more of a quality of stability, of care, even of love, as you courageously work with your own mind, with your own heart, neither suppressing nor getting carried away, moment by moment by moment. This is what it's like to have a thinking mind. This is what it's like to be mindful. This is what it's like to begin to work creatively with your own thinking mind and all the associated emotions. And as we begin to draw the meditation to a close, feeling the contact between the body and the floor, all the movements of breath and the whole body, sounds, smells, environment, broadening awareness, opening awareness. And when we're ready, we can open the eyes and move the body. And in our own time, we engage with the activities of the day, with more awareness of our thoughts, our emotions, and ways to work with them in meditation and in daily life.